In a previous w video, we showed you how to use the events view of Perfview, and in this video, we're going to show you how to use that same view in the particular case of ASP.NET. So first, I'm going to launch Perfview, and I happen to already have some ASP.NET data collected. All I needed to do was run Perfview with its normal collect options. On an ASP.NET scenario, and it should have, while an ASP.NET scenario was running, and when you click on the events view, you should see lots of events that begin with ASP.NET trace, like these. If you don't, you can go back to the main troubleshooting dialog, and it will talk about how if you don't have any ASP.NET events, you might have to do something else. It turns out that ASP.NET, you have to configure a whole a tracing option for it to even be installed properly to log these events. And so this part of the help helps you tells you exactly how to do that. You should just turn that on, leave it on forever, it's fine. And then that will allow you to turn on the ETW events for ASP.NET selectively whenever you want to. When you're done with all that, you'll end up with a file that looks very much like this. And so what we're going to do is we're going to use the filtering capabilities to just knock out. Now notice that all I have is just ASP.NET events, and I can select them all, and here they all are. And what you're going to see is that the most interesting events are these start and end events, which occur at the beginning and end. And in fact, if you just turn on just the start event, it's kind of nice. You actually get the histogram actually shows you when the events occur. And if you slide and if you take a region, you can see that over that region, five events happened, and it will actually compute a rate, events per second rate, so you can quickly get something. But you can also see that the start events also log effectively the pieces of the URL. So this path and the query string, and then the fact that this is a HTTP GET request is all logged. And so you can relate that back to something in the program fairly easily. But perhaps the most interesting thing that's in an ASP.NET event is this context ID. And the context ID is a GUID, or it's a basically just a big number that is unique to that particular request. And so what I'm going to do is I selected that, and then I cut that text and then put it into my text filter. And what that allows me to do is that if I now select all the ASP.NET events, I will only get those ASP.NET events that have this text in them, which pretty much shows you all the ASP.NET events for one particular request. And this is the power. This is why you might want to log these events, is that it allows you to find of all the processing that's going on the machine, which might have lots, you want to find what is the processing associated with a particular request. And so this allows you to find that particular request and then look at it. And in fact, what I'm also going to do is I'm going to zoom in by selecting that range and then saying set range filter. And you can see that what's really this histogram is showing you the time ordering of these events. And so you can see that there were a lot of events at this point in time, and then a long period of time, and then a couple events later. Now that's not two events, that's just relative quantity. So you can see that we start here and end here, and if you look carefully, you'll find that most of the time, in fact, if I select just these two, you'll see that 380 milliseconds of the total 384 milliseconds is in this section, this render page render enter, and page render leave. So that's where all the action happens. And what's interesting about that is that you know the thread. So you now know, and realistically, that thread is not going to do other work except that rendering that page. So now I know exactly what thread and to look at to investigate one particular request, and that allows you to isolate that request from everything else. So for example, I can take those two time ranges, I can right click and say open CPU stacks, which will open the CPU for that range in time. I can further find my ASP.NET process, the worker process, followed by the thread that I know of, which is this one right here, this 5664. So I can pick just that one, and then I can hit Alt I, which, whoops, Alt I, and that removes all samples that aren't on this thread, at which point now I have all of the CPU that's being used for that particular request and none other. So I'm now isolated, and so I can now probably do things like this and select those and look up their symbols. And now I can start investigating why is that particular request taking as long as it does. This is the power, and this is why you might want to do this. And it's all about being able to use this events view, and knowing that the ASP.NET events exist.